Has there ever been a more dismal day for Australian Ashes history? It certainly ranks up there. On the first day of the fourth test at Trent Bridge, Australia was humbled, dismissed for just 60 from 111 balls, the shortest ever first innings of a test. Australian Test captain Michael Clarke tried to put the best face on one of the worst days he can remember. Here's how commentators and the crowd marked just some of the falling wickets.
Here it comes. Oh. Slashes it, it's caught! Caught by Cook, two hands above his head. A horrible shot.
Bolton Neville. Bolt him! Castle him! Away swing and in nip. It was a beautiful ball from Stephen Finn.
Broad balls. Edge caught! Oh. Joe Root catches Stark. Johnson edges. He's out. He's caught a third slip. Joe Root takes a comfortable catch.
Broad
runs in balls. And that's Edge and caught. It's all over. One of the most dramatic mornings Test cricket you'll ever see.
Europe correspondent Mary Geeran is at Trent Bridge to witness this sorry history being made.
Let's just say to be an Australian watching the cricket at Trent Bridge on this day has been hard on the eyes and the ears. Just have a listen to these English fans who tried to tell me how sad they were.
It's been a real disappointment. We paid so much money to see a test match and we've seen a collapse in the first 5 minutes.
Devastating for you.
It's been absolutely devastating. I mean, to watch the Australians bat like that has been very disappointing, but we've enjoyed it in a funny way.
Just nearby, we seem to have an Australian supporter.
You come in here.
Very brave woman, very brave woman.
Good day, Sasha. Good day, Sasha.
How you going? Are you all right?
How's the day been for you?
It's been a bit disappointing, hasn't it?
Slightly.
If it was hard for her, you can imagine what it was like for Captain Michael Clarke facing the press at the end of the day's play.
That's as tough a day as you have as a player and certainly as a captain. Nothing went right at all today, that's for sure. And the situation of the series, knowing, like I said before, the test match, it was our grand final. But also as captain, you need to be as positive as you can be and understand that it's day one down to the test match. There's still a lot of time left in this test. We're just got to play out of our skins.
Clarke is struggling with his form and already under pressure, but he struck a defiant note about the shot that got him out for 10.
I was thinking if he pitches it up, I'm going to hit it as far as I can. I watched guys around me get out trying to defend, and I thought, like I've always said, the better the bowling, the more aggressive you got to be, and you live by the sword, you die by the sword.
Michael, what do you say to the players after a day like today?
Good question. Well, I think the Aussie way is to not give up. There's no doubt about it. And I think that's got to be our attitude. It's only one day down in the test match. Yes, it's been an extremely tough day, but we have to turn up tomorrow and try and bowl England out firstly. And then bat as big as we have done throughout this series. Make as big a score as possible. And then you just never know.
He left to talk to his team and see what they can muster to try to salvage this test and this series. This is Mary Geeran in Trent Bridge for AM.